The biggest strain on the emergency department here in Portsmouth was at the end of February, when fewer than 65% of patients were assessed, treated or discharged within 4 hours. There's also been a big rise in the number of operations which had to be cancelled at QA Hospital, 1,096 last year. That's more than double the previous year. This is what people in Portsmouth had to say about the situation.
It's very stressful, of course, to have the operations put off many times.
And what do you think about the situation in general, including the A&E situation?
Yes, people that have to wait many, many hours. I think very often when they get the treatment, start to get treatment, it's pretty good, but the waiting times are appalling.
I think the thing is, the population has got so overcrowded that the hospitals and National Health can't cope. Cancelled operations, I think that is bad. As far as the waiting is concerned, if there are so many people in there, they can only handle so many at a time. And where do they go from there?
Simon Hunter is a consultant in emergency medicine at QA Hospital. He says patients are being seen in good time, but they're falling short of the four-hour target for admissions because hospital beds are often full.
The figure relates to actually being dealt with and either discharged or admitted to the hospital. In Portsmouth, for example, although our figures are 78%, often the time to be seen is much less than that. And the target for that is we should be actually seeing patients within an hour. And often we're achieving that. The figures drop when it's patients waiting to actually be admitted to beds that caused the large drop down to 78%.
Dr. Hunter says that the hospital is making changes which are already having a big impact. The figures from March show percentages are much improved, and one of the big changes involves patients being sent directly to specialist wards.
We've made a huge change in the last week. We spent the last few months developing a sort of new way of working. Previously, patients would be admitted from our department to the acute medical unit. As of last week, we've implemented a change where patients can either go to that if their length of stay is going to be less than 48 hours, but if we know that they're going to stay for longer than that and need a specialist bed, such as a respiratory bed for chest problems or a heart bed, they go direct to those wards. And as part of that, we've got much more senior involvement at the front door. And we've seen a huge change as a result.
Queen Alexandra Hospital isn't the only one to be feeling the strain in the winter months. None of the South's A&E departments managed to meet the government's target of either seeing, treating, admitting or discharging 95% of patients within 4 hours. Hospitals in Dorchester, Bournemouth and Poole came the closest, with figures in the low 90s. Emergency departments in Winchester, Basingstoke and Newport were just under 90%, and in Southampton the figure was 84%, still well short of the government's target.